safety is our moral license to operate. If we don't get the safety right, then you must expect society to take away our license to operate, and we would be responsible for closing mines and destroying work and so on. So my first sentence on safety is it is the moral license to operate. Secondly, it's something that needs to be driven from the top, and I will display visible felt leadership in this regard. And if you go back on the Anglo Gold history, you will see a lot of me as a person in the leadership of safety. I will continue to do that. I will try and get unions, the DME, the Department of Mineral and Energy, and the Anglo Platinum employees, those three major bodies, together to address the problem where appropriately by each of them. And then what I will do is look at two broad areas. The first is a behavior a mindset area, where it's an organization development, where you look at the mindset and attitude towards safety. You make sure that people understand that zero is possible, and that it is what we are moving towards, and it's not, that fatalism is not acceptable. But ultimately that people care about themselves and care about each other as the behavior thrust of safety. And secondly, is to engineer out the risk. And this is the sort of hard engineering side, but it's to build the mine so that they are intrinsically safe, and to identify risk and to engineer that risk out of the operations. And I think if you cover those two broad strategies, then I think that safety will improve. And I think zero ultimately is possible.